are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Jim Corey, 5th Vice President of the National Association of Chiefs of Police. He's also the author of Assume the Position, a manual for novelists, screenwriters, and journalists about the various aspects of police work. And recently, Jim has written a piece for the Examiner newspaper here in Washington, D.C., looking at how gun control advocates are going after Americans' guns. They don't want the guns themselves. Now they're targeting the ammunition. And Jim, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks. Thank you.
So how exactly is this working? How are some of these groups looking to either pass legislation or have regulations put into place that would somehow limit or at least put a pinch on the ammunition that gun owners can lawfully supply for themselves?
Well, a group called AmmunitionAccountability.org has been addressing the ammunition accountability legislation that's originating in about 18 states, including New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, a few southern states such as South Carolina. Of course, California jumped on the bandwagon as well. And basically what it is, it's legislation that will make it a crime to buy ammunition that is not coded. In other words, what they want are for all cartridges to be encoded with a number and to be controlled as far as sale to customers. For example, one piece of legislation says that any ammunition that is not encoded will have to be turned in by June 30th, 2009, which means that what they're doing is they're backdooring gun control. If somebody is in violation of, for example, this legislation, this law, then they will be prevented from buying ammunition in the future. So they can have all the guns they want, but if they don't have ammunition, the gun itself isn't going to do them any good. And I think this is a backdoor way of controlling the sale of ammunition to customers. This is a first step in controlling ammunition sales. And they will have a database, a state-by-state database, and eventually they're talking about having a national database that will be able to trace ammunition to their owners.
We're talking with Jim Corey of the National Association of Chiefs of Police. And Jim, how exactly would they enforce this? You mentioned that they'd have a deadline to turn over any ammunition that's not encoded, but how would they actually force people to do that?
Well, they're asking people to voluntarily turn in their ammunition. But violation of the law means that person would be subject to arrest and would be subject to penalties, which would include not being able to have a license or a permit for firearms. Now, if you're talking about a state such as New York or New Jersey, which has tough gun control laws to begin with, you're talking about a person being deprived of their gun permit, their gun license. In other states, the penalties could include fines, imprisonment, and other penalties.
Less than 60 seconds left with Jim Corey. And Jim, you're a former police officer. You have a very decorated career, and some might be surprised that a former police officer is so strongly in favor of gun rights, because what we hear all the time from gun control advocates is that private citizens with guns makes society more dangerous. How do you counter that argument?
Well, it's just not true. You know, there are police officers and police chiefs who are for gun control, but there are just as many, if not more, who believe citizens have a right to protect themselves. They know that it's a dangerous world out there, and that, you know, if you're a police officer, you do have an edge because you're allowed to carry a firearm, but why should police officers be the only ones? In fact, the poll that we conducted, the National Association of Chiefs of Police, indicates that up to 65% of our members believe that citizens have a right to carry concealed weapons. So I would say that is an overwhelming majority or police commanders.
Jim, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time with us.
Thanks a lot, Greg.
Jim Corey is 5th Vice President of the National Association of Chiefs of Police. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Find us 24 hours a day online, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.